In the wake of a series of global financial scandals in recent times, behavioural economists have been prompted to ask the question, are bankers dishonest by nature or by training? Their findings suggest it might be the latter. A study of more than 200 international bankers put their honesty to the test and found them to be fundamentally decent human beings until they were reminded about what they do for a living. At that point, the research team discovered they began cheating on their tests. Interestingly, that result wasn't replicated when sample groups from other professions were asked to complete similar tests. The research was conducted by three academics at the University of Zurich in Switzerland, a nation which is, of course, synonymous with banking and finance. So for more, I spoke to one of the authors of the research, behavioural economist Alain Cohn, who is now at the University of Chicago in the United States.
So we have all heard about the many scandals that have plagued the financial industry during the last decade. So, for example, there were several cases of rogue traders that caused large economic losses, or there was reckless risk and bonus taking by investment bankers. And most recently, we saw manipulation of interest rates or like the forex exchange market, etc. So these scandals raise the question whether the business culture in the financial services industry is favoring or at least tolerating fraudulent or unethical behaviors to a larger degree than the business culture in other industries.
So how did you go about testing that proposition?
So we conducted an experiment with more than 200 employees, 128 from a large international bank and 80 from other banks. And the participants were randomly assigned to one of two experimental conditions. In the experimental group, we manipulated the saliency of participants' occupational role as bank employee by asking a few questions about their professional background. So, for example, we asked them for what bank they work for or how many years of professional experience they have. So this manipulation put the occupational role and the associated norms on the top of their minds. Now, in the control condition, we asked the participants questions that were unrelated to their occupation, such as, for example, questions about TV consumption or favorite leisure activities. And then after this priming question, all participants were asked to participate in a coin flipping task in which they could cheat to and increase their earnings up to an amount of about $200. So they were asked to flip a coin 10 times and to self-report the outcomes of the coin flip. And for example, in the first coin flip, they knew that heads would give them $20. And so because they knew that heads would give them the good outcome, they could easily cheat and hide behind chance.
So you gave those two groups an incentive to lie. What did you learn about their responses?
Their behavior in the coin tossing task gives us a measure of their dishonest behavior. And so what we can look at is how the behavior changes when the occupational role is made more salient in the participant's mind compared to when the norms of their leisure role is made more salient.
How did you go about testing what a normal response would be? Did you compare the bankers with other professionals?
Ran the same experiment with participants, professionals from in other occupations or in other industries. So we manipulated again the salience of the professional role, and there we didn't find any difference between the control condition and the experimental group. So this implies that there is something specific in the banking industry that promotes dishonest behavior.
And does this tell us that bankers are inherently dishonest?
No, not at all. In contrast, they were very honest in the control condition. Only when we rendered their professional role more salient is when they began to cheat. So our results suggest that banks should actually encourage the honest behavior by changing the norms of associated with the worker's occupational role, and it's not about hiring the more honest people.
Does it suggest, though, that the banking culture itself is a fundamentally dishonest one, that it corrupts those who work within it?
Exactly. So it's about unwritten rules of behavior in the financial services industry that encourage or maybe tolerate dishonest behaviors.
One of the authors of the research by the team from the University of Zurich, behavioural economist Alain Cohn. He's now at the University of Chicago in the United States, and he was talking to me from there.